Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. This is Money Talks.
We're back. You're too young to even know who the Jeffersons are. Did you ever watch the Jeffersons?
How young do you think I am? Come on. Of course I did.
Oh, you don't even know anything about Weezy.
You don't know nothing about Weezy.
You don't know nothing. I'm Bill Lako, along with Troy Harmon and Matt Hames. We're here deciding whether we should go to cash or not. I think we're still debating that subject.
Well, sure. We'll leave it up to debate.
Twitter. Let me paint a picture just for a second. So you've got some money to invest. Let's call it $100,000. Let's call it $50,000. And you really want to be in the dry cleaning business. And so you go to your local dry cleaners and you say, hey, how'd you do last year? And they say, well, my revenue was $50,000. But after I paid all my expenses and did what I was supposed to do, I lost $50,000. And you say, okay, how are you doing this year? And they say, well, my revenue is $100,000. You're like, wow, I like this. But not, my loss is $100,000. I'm just asking you, how much would you pay for that dry cleaner? Matt?
Not much.
How much would you pay?
It'd be really hard to determine.
Okay. So yeah, now that I've painted
but
that
not painted, much.
I assume that every listener out there is going, I wouldn't pay a blankety blank 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 penny for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what went on with Twitter?
Twitter announced that they only lost 24 cents this quarter.
No. Let's give the numbers. Don't even do percentages because you got to understand the magnitude.
All right.
So revenue.
We had a revenue that rose $312.2 million from $139.3 million.
That's a big
year.
Move.
That is huge.
That is a big move.
Yep. More than double.
Mm-hmm.
Said that forecasted revenue at 270, so it blew that number out.
What was this loss?
24 cents a share. You take away all the junk, it says it made 2 cents.
Hold on. Where's the real
number?
Oh,
$144.6 million.
Right. Well, what was it last year? 42 million.
Yeah, it was not as much. It lost $100 million more dollars.
Mm-hmm. And somehow the stock went up how much?
20%.
So if I was asking you for $50,000 at that dry cleaners when I was losing $50,000, and now that I'm losing $100,000, I tell you I want $60,000, what do you say to me?
No thanks.
Right.
Sorry.
That's
what
so
I would
go
say.
Ahead. Jump on this bandwagon. Go ahead. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I tell
someday
you what,
they'll make money. I don't know.
That's the thing. All these newly IPO'd tech stocks that have yet to turn a profit, it really is difficult for me to get behind any of them.
Right.
And
listen, I love Amazon.
Don't. Yeah.
I will buy everything from Amazon except for Walmart starting to kick their butt. Walmart.com from a price standpoint of view. But I'm telling you right now, you couldn't give me that stock. Why would you own Amazon? At least Walmart has what?
They got a profit.
Thank you.
That's what it's called.
And what do we
no
do?
Doubt.
You're supposed to invest a dollar so that you can get $1, $2, $5, $10
That's right.
Back.
Yeah. In fact, it makes it absolutely impossible. I look at some business valuations from time to time. If you don't have earnings at the end of the day, I'm just guessing.
Exactly.
You got to rely on the bigger fool.
Now, Mr. Hames, you're Mr. Technology. What do you think of Twitter? You follow anybody?
Oh, sure. I'm a big Twitter fan.
You
I'm
follow
on Twitter.
Us? Follow Money Talks?
I do. We're on Twitter.
Good answer.
We're on Twitter. We don't own the stock.
That's right.
It's a big
we'll
difference.
Use the technology.
That's right, but we don't own the stock, right?
Glad you didn't keep asking questions because my answer would not have been similar.
Yeah. I'm actually not on Twitter, so I'm embarrassed. Same I just got on LinkedIn, which still baffles me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's a social economy that's developed and continues to develop and expand, and that's the other number that got everybody excited, right? It's the number of users they added. So they added, you know, 16 million monthly active users. That puts them at 271 million users. When you think about the sheer volume, I mean, I guess the attitude there.
You just said the word. This is what I love. I'll sell more cases and, yeah. and lose less money.
Right.
But that didn't seem to happen here, no. right?
Yeah.
So sold more cases for a loss, yeah. which just widens the
it.
Loss.
My loss is 10 cents. So I'll sell 10 million and make up the difference. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, can they find a way to monetize the data they collect through that social channel? That's the question they've got to answer.
Well,
it's the same thing Facebook's doing.
I was going to say, isn't Facebook still struggling with that? I mean, none of them have really harnessed that. Mm-hmm. You've got all these followers, all these people who are on Facebook. Where's the money?
Right.
It's about monetizing that data.
In the long run, the only thing that matters in stock prices are the earnings of the company.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
And if you just break it down to that, everybody at home can do this themselves. If they take the emotion out of it, oh my God, every millennial in the whole world is using Twitter. Well,
yeah.
And?
The question is, what's Twitter doing with that?
Right.
That's
right.
my question.
Right.
And really, it boils down to it's an advertising business. It's
exactly.
the only model it's going to be. I mean, Google was able to capitalize on all that, but I haven't seen one since Google that actually has done such a good job turning it into earnings.
Right.
I mean,
it's
Google's
not a
into
new
a lot
economy.
Of things.
It's not a new economy.
No.
It never will be a new economy.
Nope. Yeah, that's the thing. Anytime somebody is talking to you about an investment that is the new economy, just laugh and go on.
Yeah, just move on.
Keep your wallet away for sure.
Absolutely. All right, listen, we're going to stop here for a quick break. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.